The Trump administration's DOGE agency has plans to close facilities in Oklahoma. Lawmakers are considering changes to food labeling, and the interim president of Oklahoma State University outlines some plans. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 3rd. I'm Deborah Shar. The website for the unofficial Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, says it's planning to close at least 11 facilities in Oklahoma. Grayson Wheeler reports on the unclear and, at times, contradictory details.
It's tricky because DOGE's so-called wall of receipts doesn't say what facilities are being closed. Only the town they're in, the agency they're affiliated with, and the amount DOGE thinks it will save from terminating the lease. Spokespeople from some agencies, like the Office of U.S. Attorneys in Muskogee and the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement in Tulsa, say they're on the list of facility cuts but don't have any additional information. Sources say other facilities have been closed for a while or are already mostly working remotely. But the DOGE list appears incomplete. Osage Nation Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear released a statement saying the Osage Indian Agency in Pawhuska is among 25 Bureau of Indian Affairs locations notified of lease terminations. But it's not on the wall of receipts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Mass layoffs of federal workers have left Oklahoma employees on edge. Sierra Pfeiffer spoke to employment lawyers about whether the cuts are legal.
Across the U.S., lawyers, judges, and terminated employees have been pushing back against Trump administration directives to decrease the number of federal workers. Patricia Podolek is an employment attorney in Oklahoma City. She says she's received many calls from Oklahomans seeking help after losing their jobs. Podolek says she's never seen anything like this before. And Sterling Duramus, an Alabama-based lawyer who practices employment law nationwide, says the influx of terminations isn't only unprecedented, it's illegal.
It's appalling, the emotional distress that they're going through. People gave up other careers to go to the federal government.
He says improper firings will backfire, costing the federal government billions in legal fees. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
It would be illegal to falsely label food like lab-grown meat under legislation approved in a state House oversight committee. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
Republican Representative Rick West of Hevener supported the bill, dismissing concerns about the constitutionality of forbidding food product names.
To me, it's not freedom of speech. This is labeling. This is letting the producer, the housewife, know exactly what she's buying.
Opponents of the measure think it is too broad and could also prohibit common names for products like almond milk and Impossible Burger. Next, it goes to the full House. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
Oklahoma State University's interim president says he's getting accustomed to his new role. Louisa Clausen talked with Jim Hess about his priorities this year.
3 weeks in, Hess says he is tackling key issues for the university.
My job here is to always stay focused on what's the number one goal? What's the outcome that we seek? And the outcome we seek is what's the best for the students at Oklahoma State University.
Student housing is one of his concerns. While OSU won't build new dorms, he says the university is repurposing existing housing to accommodate freshmen. Hess acknowledges potential federal budget impacts on research funding, but remains optimistic, urging researchers not to worry. Beyond administration, Hess is launching a new Park Like a President initiative, granting his reserved parking spot to a different student each month. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.